Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they are fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A battle is brewing on Twitter between a lawmaker and retail giant Walmart. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your 2-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
As we welcome in the new year Thursday night, let's get ready to put some positivity into our 2021 life. Some words to the wise on Fox News is Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas.
For a navigational app to work, you have to plug in a destination. You have to know where you're going or you're going to end up someplace else. And after the pain of 2020, I think it's a good time to reevaluate what you feel like your purpose is in life. And then secondly, I talk about reevaluating how you're going to get there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, your navigational app will start recalculating how you're going to get to where you're going. You may be headed in the right direction, but maybe after 2020, you want to reassess your life balance. And then finally, I talk about the importance of reconnecting with your Creator. This pandemic has caused a lot of people, perhaps for the first time, to come into realization of their own mortality. And they're not ready to die. They've figured out. And Solomon offered a great piece piece of advice. He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. I tell people the best time to start a relationship with God was 20 years ago.
Right.
But the next best time is today. And if you had that right relationship with God, it will give you a peace that no pandemic can take away.
Don Wells died Wednesday from coronavirus at 82. The Gilligan's Island star was also Miss Nevada in 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Carter Page, who is a model American citizen, although I'm sure there's some people that may think differently, but that's okay. This is the whole truth and nothing but. A graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, a successful businessman. He even served his country clandestinely as a source for America's intelligence services. But all that was not enough to protect Carter Page when he had the temerity, how dare him, to support Donald Trump for president. Page's role as a foreign policy advisor to the campaign was minor. He never even met Donald Trump, yet he became a target of the FBI and career Justice Department officials who wanted to harass Trump, the candidate, and then unseat Trump, the president. In his new book, Abuse and Power, Carter Page himself tells the shocking and sordid story for the first time. Carter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Carter, first of all, let me say this up front. I want to thank you for your service to our government and to the American people. I don't know that I've heard that, expressed to you before, but I wanted to up front tell you how much I appreciate what you have done as a patriot and what you have done on behalf of the American people.
Thank you so much, Bill. And look, a lot of this story has been about false perceptions and false media accounts, and so I want to thank you as well. I know you're one of the relatively fewer people in that in the media realm who's willing to tell the truth. So.
That's the basis of where we're about, Carter Page, is that we're about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And what I've appreciated about you constantly, whenever you are being hammered by people in the government and the bureaucracy, you always maintain this calm look about you. In fact, it was interesting because I was sharing with somebody else, I was showing them a picture of you, and they go, he kind of has that Nick Sandman kind of look. I said, yeah, but without the $250 million settlement.
we'll see. It's a long battle, and we'll see how things turn out in terms of some of my ongoing litigation as well. So
exactly. Well, let's talk about the beginning. How did you get involved with the Donald Trump campaign to begin with?
So I was a long supporter of then candidate Trump. I actually, believe it or not, my office is right next door to Trump Tower. So, I used to go to to lunch all the time or the Starbucks all the time in downstairs in Trump Tower. And so, you know, it was like when he came down the escalator, which I also, you know, used to travel on the way to lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the summer of 2015, it was really exciting because, you know, I knew what he stood for and, you know, a lot of his accomplishments throughout his career. And so it was really exciting that someone would of that stature and with those skills in terms of being a real businessman, et cetera. Mm-hmm. would be willing to throw their hat in the ring and be willing to fight the vicious battles that we know are kind of part and parcel of Washington. And mm-hmm. although little did we know just how treacherous it would be. So mm-hmm. I volunteered in later in 2015 myself, and I was fortunate enough to be selected just as a junior volunteer for one of many committees that were put together on the Trump campaign in early 2016.
You mentioned the president's business acumen, which is quite obvious, and you and I are both business people, and we've been saying for a long time that what the bureaucracy, what D.C. needed was somebody who understood business that could be accountable. And here it is, you have this powerful force of Donald Trump who didn't, he wasn't beholden on the K Street investment people or the influencers. He came in, he was his own man, and I believe that's what threatened the deep state and the bureaucracy, did it not?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and that's part of the reason why, you know, someone who's willing to question that status quo, I mean, it really represents a massive threat to this establishment, if you will. So I think, it really was, in many ways, a vicious cycle.
Well, you talk about follow the money. I mean, Carter, there's so much money involved here in the federal government. I mean, the number one zip code on the planet is right there next to D.C., because that's where all the influencers are. These are the people that have their tentacles in our treasury. And thank you very much. They're doing quite well while the rest of us continue to work hard for a living.
Yeah, it's always amazing when I pass through town there, just how, I mean, the number of upscale grocery stores, luxury boutiques throughout the both not only in Washington D.C. central, but in the throughout the Beltway, whether it's in Maryland or Northern Virginia, it's truly extraordinary the amount of wealth that has been accumulated there.
So here you are as a volunteer to the Trump campaign, and suddenly you're hearing your name. You're on the radar. What did you think initially?
So it was really a revelation. I never could imagine how far, to the full extent to which bad actors in Washington would go to really destroy people as a way of advancing their political and personal interests. And it really is a unholy alliance between the mainstream media, the Democrat Party, and in this case, in this historic operation, including the U.S. intelligence community, in a way that had never been seen before mm-hmm. in a U.S. presidential election.
This makes Watergate look like peanuts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no comparison. And particularly if you view it, Bill, from a historic standpoint in terms of what, and a technology standpoint. I mean, you compare the minor spying that happened, at the Watergate Hotel, et cetera, mm-hmm. versus what actually happened in 2016 when the U.S. intelligence community, with new technologies and the ability of the U.S. government to have such all-reaching and such deep infiltration into all aspects of a person's life. It's truly extraordinary. I mean, even on just a cell phone, right? You know, there's location tracker. There is, you know, the ability to wiretap all your communications, read all your text messages, hack all of your emails. You know, just breaking an entry in the Watergate Hotel is nothing by comparison to the extraordinary new technologies that the U.S. government has, you know, developed over the years, but also that the Obama-Biden administration, in conjunction with bad actors in the Democrat Party, as well as the U.S. intelligence community, were able to deploy as a way of stopping then-candidate Trump.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Carter Page after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Yeah.
Martinez. We have a country to save.
Fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Carter Page continues with us. His new book, Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. I mean, to think that that's the headline, I mean, you know, and that's in your book, an attempted coup in 21st century America. This is absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it, Carter?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, what I find particularly mind-blowing, Bill, is the fact that, you know, it's been so many years since this was starting to get uncovered, and just the full extent of this wrongdoing is still not fully understood. And really, that's the reason I decided to write this book. You know, there have been slight drips as to what exactly was going on surrounding this terrible wrongdoing. I realized that it was essential to kind of give the full story and allow American voters and the American public to understand the full extent to which these people were willing to go to illegally influence a U.S. presidential election.
Exactly. It has been quite obvious that during the Obama-Biden era, it seems like all the three-letter agencies were weaponized, whether it was the IRS going after conservatives, Tea Party groups and that, EPA. I mean, it's just it all got weaponized. And because of that, I don't understand why Durham and others would want to stay away from the Oval Office, because we do know by personality Barack Obama was a, you know, he was the kind of leader that he was kind of a micromanager. And it was clear that he was aware, at least from my readings and what I've been able to study about this. How does this not go to the Oval Office?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. And, you know, I think all of us, all America, or most Americans, I would say, who are in touch with reality have been waiting for the full truth for a long time. And, you know, that's part of my objective in terms of telling this story now. But I think what is particularly encouraging, you know, if you read between the lines in terms of some of the initial steps now being taken by the Durham investigation. There was this infamous case from just a couple of weeks ago in mid-August where the charging document against the first perpetrator who was brought to justice refers to what, quote, certain members of the Crossfire Hurricane team were doing all the way back in August 2016.
Right.
So there's. So the reality is, I think, you know, only a very powerful FBI lawyer has been started to get brought to justice. But it's clear, you know, as referred to in that charging document, that there are other people involved in this endeavor. And so, you know, yes, I think it's really essential that we get more of the full truth, and that's again part of the reason why I decided to write this book. But I'm cautiously optimistic that, you know, given the fact that they're now acting with much greater integrity than what we saw during the Rosenstein Sessions years at DOJ, that there's now some initial steps in the right direction.
Carter, can we expect the people who are the company men, like FBI Director Wray and others who have been company men, to be able to clean up this mess? Because we attempted to do it back in the 70s, and we're unable. I mean, there's just something about the system of, you know, the FBI, the CIA, you know, that just kind of lends itself to lean this way. And it's unfortunate that, you know, it just seems that I'm weary. I want to be optimistic because by default, I'm a very optimistic person. But I just don't see a serious enough move to really do some serious house cleaning on this, even more so than happened back in the early 70s.
Yeah, I think you're onto something very important, Bill. And unfortunately, I mean, There was a lot of aspects of your question, and again, it's part of the reason why I decided to write this book, is unfortunately there is so much covered in secrecy,
yes.
So many top secret documents, which, you know, as you were alluding to, Director Wray has been very slow to provide to Congress. And I think, you know, many senior members of Congress are growing increasingly frustrated and increasingly increasing the pressure to, you know, have some transparency. But unfortunately, I think it is reflective of the challenges in the Washington swamp, where so many of these people have such intimate relationships. And I mean, to give you an example, the new general counsel of the FBI is a lawyer, which Director Wray brought in or nominated just several weeks ago, and he recently took office. And this individual is none other than a law partner of both Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates.
Oh, wow.
Two of the people who were part of the FISA abuse, signing, yes, these false and, you know, seriously wrong FISA warrants to spy on myself as a way of infiltrating the Trump campaign. So, unfortunately, you know, it's not looking too good so far, but hopefully if members of Congress keep the pressure up, we may see some progress eventually.
Do FISA's judges not have the authority to be, I mean, I would think they'd be having somebody's butt right there in front of them real quick to get, you know, to get to the bottom of this and to, you know, censure, you know, disbar, do whatever they need to do in order to send a clear message. But that doesn't seem to be coming along soon.
Well, I get into this in Chapter 9 of my book, Bill. I mean, there are so many serious reforms that need to be done, as has been uncovered in this historic tragedy for America. And unfortunately, and you hit on it correctly, right? During the, you know, in the wake of the Watergate era, there were a lot of serious reforms that members of Congress were able to enact in terms of, you know, the very creation of this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA statute, was created in response to some of these bad acts. And unfortunately, you know, what we see now is even worse on so many levels, at such a higher level. And, you know, and the new tactics and the new dishonest approaches, I think, are truly extraordinary. So hopefully some steps might be taken to start addressing these problems.
Yeah, from the people and the entities that are the, you know, the caretakers of the rule of law, I mean, for them to abuse it like this, it almost makes you wonder if the lawlessness that's happening in the street of America isn't part and parcel of what has previously been, you know, thrust into the body politic.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. And unfortunately, this is part of the problem, right? When you have the Democrat Party getting away with these terrible acts, you know, again, it was four summers ago. We were just referring to, you know, the new evidence coming out about what was happening in August of 2016. And unfortunately, there's been very little accountability. So I think it sends a unfortunate message to certain leaders, and I use leaders in with quotes around it,
right.
But, you know, certain bad actors who feel like they're completely above the law, right, where there are two separate forms of justice that are used for people who are part of their network on the one hand versus just average Joe innocent Americans like myself. And so it really creates some serious problems, and it's unfortunately a major vicious cycle.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for all, you know, that you've done on behalf of the country and what you've done with this book in terms of bringing, you know, the truth out. This is going to answer some questions, and it will cause more people to be increasingly uncomfortable because of what happened in our government and what you document in abuse and power. Carter Page, thank you for being with us. The book available in all the usual places, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they are fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Yes, the power will be unknown. I will not stand alone.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome to the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. And, oh, what a big surprise and a treat that I've got for you. Jeremy Camp, Adrian Camp joins us now. We're going to be talking about their new book, which they say themselves, up front, that they're not marriage counselors per se, but they've experienced God's grace. And, Jeremy, first of all, I got to tell you, I was kind of surprised to think that you guys have been married. I mean, here we just saw, the story of I Still Believe, and and we're still, managing that and getting through the day without, crying and feeling what you must have gone through. And then, to read and celebrate with you your marriage to Adrian now for 17 years. Wow, it's like fast forward overnight here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. It's definitely, it's been quite a journey. And I feel like a lot of kind of what you said too, we didn't feel like, hey, let's share how perfect of a marriage we have. You know what I mean? We had a perfect marriage. Let's tell the whole world that we had a perfect marriage and how to do it. We just knew that, it was one of those things with what God was doing and the doors that he was opening. And we felt like we wanted to share all the things that we've learned in marriage. And, God's taught us a lot. We've, you know, very much biblically based, and we know God's word, and, you know, we've walked through the valleys and the hard times together, and we've weathered it together. And so this book really is the tools that we've learned through God's word and through, you know, focusing on Christ, to get through the marriage and to have the marriage that we have. And so, very excited to share this portion of our life, because I think for me personally, especially because it's even a movie coming out, I want to share what God is doing now. You know what I mean? I think that's so important, because yes, I want to share what God has done and how faithful he's been, but I would love to share what God is doing now, and that's what me and my wife are doing.
Well, and especially right now, Adrian, when families are home spending more time together. I had one gal, she sent me a note, she goes, oh my gosh, I found my husband. I didn't know where he was at, you know, because now they're quarantined, you know, I have to stay at home because of the COVID-19 experience.
Yeah, and exactly.
I said, hey, man, check underneath the cushions of the couch. Maybe you might find a couple of kids playing video games there or something, you know, just for fun. Well, Adrian, tell us about Unison and why you guys decided to write this book. Jeremy gave us a little bit of an outline, but it's always good to get the female perspective.
Well, you know, this has just been such an incredible season for us. And just like Jeremy was saying, the Lord has opened so many doors for us. And we wanted to give just a biblical response. I think a lot of times, you know, oftentimes when we get saved, very initially we have this beautiful encounter with the Lord. And then what happens after years and years and years is that love starts to wane. And so I think for us, we just said, you know what, we want to share our journey that after being together for such a long time, we still love each other deeply. And we see God's hand of grace and just how we've been able to cultivate that love for each other. And it was just something we really wanted to share with the world, that it isn't just about what God does in the beginning, but there's this beautiful longevity and his faithfulness that that we can see throughout our whole lives.
Jeremy, do you feel blessed, plus tax and license? I mean, two incredible women in your life that love Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I'm in awe. I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, you can hear Adrian's heart, and boy, if that doesn't you know, keep you in check and just encourage you and enlarge your experience with Christ.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I want to kind of give her a little encouragement again, because last night we had a time together as a family where we went around and told each other, each person had to tell the you know, one of the kids in our family what you love about that person. And when it came to my wife, everybody had, it was like an overflow. I told her even last night, she's laughing because she's all crying, because everyone's just, Mom, you've been this and you've done this, and this is what we are thankful for. And, you know, I think that just is attributing to her character and her love for Jesus. I mean, she has, one of the things I said about her last night, as I said, what I love about you is that I've never met anybody that's so pursuing Christ to say, God, please show me the things in my heart that aren't right. Like, she's constantly saying, God, you know, this part of my heart, please, you know, reveal things that, like David said, search me, O God, and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That is her. And that's why, you know, for me, how incredible she has been and her wisdom even in marriage. So.
Adrian, when you hear things like that, I mean, to me, those are those God moments where you could say, God, you can take me now. I don't know how much better it gets than
I'm
to have that kind
up.
Of affirmation, right?
Yeah, you know, life is hard, right? And none of us have it all together. It's like we all carry baggage and we all carry messy things. And I just love how God really does just see us through the eyes of his son, you know? And so when we have those moments to be able to look at each other that way, I just think it's beautiful, you know? And we had such a sweet time together last night, and just speaking words of encouragement over each other and going, this is who I see you as, and this is who I believe God says you are. And it was so sweet to just go around. We have our niece and our nephew quarantined with us right now as well, and just see everybody be so deeply touched by a word of encouragement, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we underestimate what the Bible says when it talks about an aptly spoken word, right, Jeremy? I mean, I tell people, sometimes it's not a word. It's just a look of affirmation can go a long way, right?
That's right. I think that, you know, right now is where we're all at. I think that people, even when you're at the grocery store, just looking at somebody and smiling right now makes a massive difference in people's lives, because everyone is feeling so isolated, and to see that somebody actually is noticing them and that they're seen is a huge thing.
You know, Adrian, with still even in the church, which is heartbreaking to think about, this is that so many marriages go from an altar, a wedding day when it's all roses and rainbows and everything is so like Paul Williams' song, we've only just begun. And then not too many years later, we're in divorce court. What is it? We can make a simple response and say, well, we're doing it the way the world does, as opposed to the way God tells us to do it. But there's more to it than that. What do you see?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're so right. It's so complicated. And I don't know that there's a blanket solution for every person. But I think the key to me is the importance of keeping a soft heart towards one another. The moment you let bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever it is grow and just develop a deep, in a sense, a root system in your heart, I think we're in serious trouble, Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that Jeremy and I, we really try to, in a sense, keep short accounts with each other and just make sure that we're not letting these things creep up. Because, oftentimes when people come to you and say, hey, we're getting a divorce, we make the mistake of then rallying around them. But the truth of the matter is there's been years of hurt, years of dysfunction and deep-rooted things. And so by the time they tell everybody else, they've probably thought about it for years, And not that it's too late, because obviously God can do a miraculous work, but in a sense, it's too late, And so for Jeremy and I, it was one of those things that it's like, you've heard that saying, the seeds we sow today is the harvest we'll reap tomorrow. Right. And for us, we want to stay in love with each other. We want to stay healthy. And so what are the things we need to do today in checking our heart and keeping our hearts soft towards each other in order that we'll have a strong relationship 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line,
Right. Honestly, I think a lot of really what happens is that there's this romanticizing of marriage and getting together where it's this chemistry, and then everybody's like, oh, that's all they focus on is chemistry. And when that chemistry kind of wanes a little bit, they forget about the commitment. And what happens is I think that people going into marriage thinking that this person is going to fulfill all of their needs. And it's that old saying in the movie where he goes, you complete me. And it's like, it's not true. Jesus is the one who completes us.
Exactly.
And so when we start to look for the other person to fulfill things that only Jesus can fulfill, that's when the conflict arises. And I think that when you get into marriage, you start becoming disillusioned because you're going, well, I thought this was going to be happily ever after, and they were going to fulfill all of my needs. I was going to be happy, and they're going to read my mind and all those things, and you realize that's not what happened.
Well, got to go to break now. More from Jeremy and Adrian Camp when we come back. Stay right where you are.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
I know my soul is in this traffic world. When I'm standing in your love, my fear returns to dust. Earth shakes, heart breaks, things change, life fades away.
We're back with the America, Bill Martinez, along with Jeremy and Adrian Camp, who without a doubt have been through a lot as a couple in their 17 years of marriage. Their new book, In Unison, is giving us an honest look into who they are and what their marriage is like, and as they try to follow God's will in often unusual circumstances. They found love after Jeremy lost his first wife when he was just 23 years old, as seen in the hit film I Still Believe. Now the couple is putting their incredible story on paper to encourage couples to keep Jesus at the center of their marriage. And we're going to pick up our conversation with Jeremy as he talks about that challenge of keeping Jesus in the center of our marriage.
We have to, as you know, this spouse, you know, for me as a husband and my wife, we have to put our whole need and necessities and everything into Christ. Mm. And once that happens, the overflow and the fruits of the Spirit that happens are things that just naturally allow you to align together and walk in a sense in unison. You know what I mean?
So. Exactly. Well, that's that mutual submission aspect and dynamic that comes into play that, you know, it grates against the culture because, you know, let's face it, particularly women, when they hear submission, guys sometimes they think, oh, it's just about the women submitting. Actually, it's both parties submitting to the unified we and us of the husband and wife concept, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And ultimately, submission to Christ.
Yes.
You know, when we are submitted to Christ and God really is, we're surrendered to Him in all areas of our lives, we will see that we both have value. You know, that the woman brings value to the home and the husband brings value to the home, that we both bring something that one another doesn't have and is value in both of those things, you know. And so there is this sort of mutual submission and mutual appreciation of each other that I think is so important.
Jeremy, well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we only got about a minute left here, so real quick, I wanted to give you an opportunity to encourage those who are, you know, beginning the journey of centering their lives on Christ. What do you tell them?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, even with this book and with, you know, seeking the counsel of people that you respect and look up to, I think right now it's getting all the tools that you can in order to prepare yourself for this journey. And, you know, I think that when you start to realize, when you talk to people or read these books, you know, you start going, oh, okay, I'm not crazy. Everyone is experiencing this type of conflict. And you feel like that, you know, you're not an island and no one else is going through it. So Transparency from people that you love, books that you're reading, that people are being very real and honest and raw, that lead you to a solution to Christ, not just like, well, here's our dirty laundry, that's it. But here's tools to be able to deal with conflict or deal with financial thing, whatever it may be. I think that it's so key to prepare yourself and have all the tools necessary before you step into this.
Adrian, how can people be in contact with you?
You can reach us through Instagram and Facebook, Jeremy Camp Official, and then 80 Camp is mine.
Well, excellent. And, of course, the book Unison, available in all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website. And, Jeremy, you know, with the extra time that people have on their hands, they're looking for, you know, quality books to read and streaming and that sort of thing. And so, you know, this is, I believe, a great gift that you're giving to the body of Christ and, you know, and those marriages that are going to be healed as a result of your story.
I appreciate that. Well, we really feel like that. We want to be a good steward of what God's given us, and so very thankful that He gave us the wisdom to write this book.
Well, it's awesome. Like I said, it's a blessing and quite the encouragement, you know, for couples and married couples to, you know, really take a look, you know, because it starts with, you know, as you suggested, it starts with a vision. You know, what is the vision of your marriage that you had on day one? And,
right.
You know, we have to remind ourselves, you know, like the Bible tells us, I think over 250 times, remember. And, you know, I mean, there's a reason that we're told that many times that we should remember, right?
I know, we're a little dense.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's have a couple more minutes here. I want to talk about I Still Believe, the film. How can people watch now that it's on video on demand?
Yeah, so, you know, it coming to theaters right during the pandemic was very rough, to be honest, because the first night it was out on Friday, it was the number one movie in America, and so, you know, we were seeing God just really bless it, and so then the theaters closed down, so that was really tough to swallow. But, you know, honestly, what you were saying earlier, everyone's kind of stuck in quarantine, and, you know, a lot of people are looking for outlets or things to do or, you know, what kind of good movies that are actually something that will, you know, be impactful and not just vegging out. And I Still Believe is, you know, it's on Amazon, Prime Video, Google Play, Apple TV, any video on demand service. Is on, and we're seeing great and hearing great things about what God's doing in people's lives watching the film, and so thankful, because I think right now the story is about hope in the midst of suffering, and that's exactly what we're going through. And, you know, that song even I wrote in the movie, it says, you know, even when I cannot see, I still believe. And a lot of us don't know and aren't seeing what's happening, but we still got to trust in the Lord because He is good.
That's where faith is, though, Jeremy, right?
That's right.
When you can't see it. And that's what we're called to do, and that's the differential. Adrian, you know, for you in seeing, you know, this movie and the soundtrack and everything involved with this come together, how did this impact you?
Honestly, it's been, I mean, we've poured our heart and soul into all of it, and equally humbling. I mean, it was so exciting. It's been so, so humbling. And I think just encouraging to see how many people's lives have been touched by it, you know. And so I think for me, I'm just blown away that the Lord would choose us, because there's so many people that have weathered storms incredibly faithfully. I mean, it's not like Jeremy is the sole person or Melissa was the sole person to weather a storm beautifully. I mean, we've had so many people that have gone through so much, and their stories are not being told. And so just for us to be a part of just something so much bigger than us, to reach countries and nations and people that we would never probably meet or anything, has just been absolutely incredible.
Jeremy, I know for you, prayer has been an active part of your life. And like you, I've prayed, I've seen miracles. Jesus said, hey, look, it, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And
right.
I've seen things like that. But I've also witnessed, just as you did, in the story of I Still Believe, prayers, and you go, wow, somehow God answered the prayer. I'm not sure how he did. Maybe
right.
We won't know the fullness of that answer until we're with him in heaven.
That's right.
But again, that's where our faith kicks in, right?
Yeah, and I think, too, you just have to go, all right, Lord, you see things in light of eternity, and we're so stuck in the temporal that overwhelms us. And he's saying, you just got to trust me. I this is for those that need to hear this, that need to come to me. And, you know, even Melissa said before she died, she said, if I go through this cancer and I even die from this cancer, but if one person gives their life to Jesus, it's all worth it. Mm-hmm. That to me is what it's about. Just saying, okay, my life's not my own. I've submitted to Christ and laid my life down before him. So God, use it how you will.
Adrian, a lot of people, are just learning about you. We got a little bit of a taste in the movie that you're a singer and a songwriter. You know, tell
yeah.
me, look at you. You've paid your dues. And, talk about a match made in heaven, God orchestrating, after the passing of Melissa, you and Jeremy coming together. I mean, this is a real love story that, you feel like God, this was written in heaven and just sent down to earth here, don't you?
Yes. I mean, to see God's hand in both of our lives has been absolutely incredible. You know, I was born and raised in South Africa, and then I came over to America when I was 19 to pursue music, and that's what I wanted to do. All my whole life, all I wanted to do was music. And I played with my band, the Benjamin Gate, for a couple years. We toured like crazy, and it was on a big tour that we were on that Jeremy and I met. It was actually his very first tour.
Mm-hmm.
And
I opened up for her, actually.
You did?
Which was a lot of fun, yeah.
Very cool.
And, I actually was really struggling spiritually when I met him. I was coming out of just a really not a great place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so hungry for something authentic. I just felt like I had seen so much hypocrisy, myself included. You know, I was raised in the church, and I just had seen so many things that were disappointing and just hard things. And when I met Jeremy, I was absolutely blown away by his testimony of faith, of really having gone through such a hard, hard trial and still standing, saying, I believe in Jesus. I still believe in him. I'm going to trust him even when I don't understand. And that was real to me. And so I kind of just pulled him aside and asked him 1,000 questions, and I asked him tons of questions about Melissa. And you know what was funny is neither one of us were interested in each other at all at first. It was totally like, he's not my type. We weren't thinking about that at all,
Right.
But somewhere along the
way, it always happens,
it was like, no, totally not my type. I'm not interested. But we became friends, good, really good friends very quickly, actually. We just clicked, and it was just became evident that the Lord had something for us along the way. And it's just been incredible. You know, we've got 3 kids, and we love just being on this amazing journey together.
Amen.
Well, Jeremy, we're grateful that you could stop in, that we could talk about the new book, the movie, which is now streaming, and I'm sure you can't wait until you can get close to your fans once again these venues. It probably could be a while, before we get together again, but by God's grace and mercy, sooner than later.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
I
appreciate it, buddy.
Well, Jeremy Camp, Adrian Camp, their new book, Unison, a must read, especially during this town time. We'll make the most of it because we know God has greater plans for all of us. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com. No matter